That's the Pinkerton Raid from their new album. It's called Tolerance Ends, Love Begins. And they're going to be in town performing in Dayton next Wednesday, March 15th at South Park Tavern. And then they'll be down in Cincinnati at Urban Artifact a few days afterward. We're going to tell you more about that here in just a moment. But last week I got to check in with Jesse DeCanto from the band. And we talked a little bit about their new album and their upcoming show. So let's take a listen to a little bit of that conversation. I want to say last time that you and I talked, you were kind of thinking about doing this one, but I don't think it had gotten very far yet. So tell me a little bit about the process of putting this one together.
A lot of these songs I've had for years and years. I mean, some of them, I bet it's around a decade since I first actually wrote them, you know, wrote the melodies, wrote the lyrics. I guess it was like the beginning of 2016, we crowdfunded to do this most recent one, which we call Tolerance Ends, Love Begins. You know, like I said, we had all those songs for a number of years, and we played a lot of them, actually. So they all sort of evolved over a lot of years in different iterations of the band, the lineup. And even, you know, in terms of like chord progressions, and other pretty basic musical elements, they changed over time. And, you know, so I feel like, the recording that we've got, this most recent one, is a really good representation of this point in our development as musicians.
I'm always curious when you have these songs that are evolving, especially over a long period of time, that have been with you for so long in one form or another. When you record them, so you've got, you know, the album out now with these songs, and you say, you know, they reflect the kind of current iteration of the band and the current, you know, point you guys are at in your evolution. As a songwriter, are the songs ever done? Or even though you've committed them to tape, as it were, do they continue to evolve from this point forward as well?
It's hard for me to predict how much like the newest album will evolve over time. But I think there are songs from previous records that stick with us and we keep playing. And in some ways, we do that because we know that people respond to them, but a lot of times I personally am bored with those songs, the ones that we've played over and over again. And so, you know, I think one of the ways to sort of satisfy people's expectations that you're going to play the catchiest songs that they know best and love best, and also just satisfy the creative impulse, is to just sort of mess with them a little bit, you know. So hopefully the melody is still there, and the part, the what the rhythm, what people, you know, sort of gravitate toward. But there's still a lot of freedom within that. And I think too, because, you know, we're kind of operating as a collective these days, and it's hard for me to tell you who's actually in the band. And so I just sort of will acknowledge everybody who might be playing with us from show to show. And so what that means is that every time we play them, they're a little different because, you know, we just may emphasize a horn part that we didn't even record, or, you know, we might have a different set of guitarists who, you know, you just, like, there's only so much you can micromanage the way people play or the tones that, you know, people have their own way of approaching a song. And that's cool. It's like, you know, we try to just enjoy that it's a little different than we might've recorded it. And that's fun for us too.
Talking about the kind of collective model of a band, I know that a lot of folks I've talked to, at least, are moving in that direction, especially as they get older, to sort of, you know, be able to tour but not always have to rely on the same, you know, four people's schedules or what have you. as a musician, right? as sort of the constant within that collective, that's got to definitely keep it very interesting for you to be able to vary up the players and you know, sort of experience your own songs a little differently each time based on, you know, whoever the individuals are that are contributing on a given night. How does that work when you record, though? How are you, you know, is there kind of, you know, in air quotes, the album band, or do you have kind of the whole collective represented in different ways on the record?
Yeah, well, you know, the makeup of the collective itself is also sort of constantly evolving. So definitely we have a different set of musicians that recorded on this record than you might see if you come to one of these shows in Ohio or on this upcoming tour. And yeah, I mean, it is based on who's available and what their schedules look like and how it fits into the rest of their lives. And so, you know, it's not that the people who recorded, they just were the studio band per se. It's just that they're not always available for all the shows we need to do. It's real fun for me to kind of experience those songs in new ways. It's also challenging because what, you know, there are a couple of us, myself and my brother in particular, Steven, we sort of deal with all that in and out of different people by having to switch instruments all the time. So, you know, I, like on this tour, I'm going to play bass, which is my first instrument, but it's also the one I've been trying to get away from for, and I can't seem to shake it. It's, you know, I wrote songs starting with bass for a long time. Now, I tend to write on guitar. Some of the newer stuff I sort of wrote around banjo parts. I'm tending to play and perform with more guitar or banjo. But for some reason, I think a lot of people have trouble filling that bass slot. And, you know, since I can do it, I do it. You know, it definitely takes some work for me to, nail down even the parts that I wrote and recorded to actually play them live while I'm singing is sort of a different animal. So, you know, I have to put some work in to get ready for that.
Yeah. It sounds like a totally different headspace in terms of muscle memory and all of that.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. That's absolutely true. It's also true, like, to create interesting bass lines. I really have to get to the place where it's all muscle memory and no rational thought, because if I start to think about what I'm doing on bass and try to remember lyrics and how I'm supposed to sing them, it's really easy to get lost pretty fast.
So you're going to be at South Park Tavern on March 15th and then down in Cincinnati at Urban Artifact on the 19th. And over the years when you've come through the area, we've seen your live show kind of manifest in a lot of different ways. I remember one of the times you came through, there was even sort of a spoken word element to it, very, very stripped down, very intimate. What are we going to see on stage this time around? What and who are you bringing to our area this tour?
Yeah. So this will be a full band, and I think this would be the first time we've done that, because we've always, I had written a memoir, and so we did some touring with that where, I was reading excerpts from it, and my brother and sister and I were playing songs that were sort of related to the readings. So this time we'll be coming with full a drum kit and bass and a couple of two or three guitars, depending on the song. But it will still be starting with my brother and sister and me, and Katie and I sing together. That's sort of one of the one of the characteristics of our music is the vocal harmonies. So that'll be intact. And we'll have our layered guitars that sort of form the basis of our recorded music. And, you know, we won't have a horn player, which is, I'm kind of bummed about, but, you know, that's just how it goes. We definitely emphasize the horns on the arrangements of this new album. But, you know, you just do what you can getting out on the road.
Yeah. That was my conversation with Jesse DeCanto from the Pinkerton Raid. They're going to be playing here in town at South Park Tavern on March 15th. That's next Wednesday. They'll be joined on stage by our good friends Old News. You can also catch them down Cincinnati way at Urban Artifact and The Hive on March 19th. And they'll be joined by Lisa Walker on stage. The Pinkerton Raid's new album is called Tolerance Ends, Love Begins, and we're going to hear another track from that one right now. This is the title track. It's Tolerance Ends.
To the other side, they've always got a place for you, but only girls